No, you can wake up tomorrow and decide to change your entire life, and that'll be okay. Hello and welcome to Traffic Talks. My name is Pairo and I hope you're doing well. I am not doing that great. I'm a little bit sick, but I'm pushing through. So let's get on to today's episode. Today I'm going to be recapping Q4 and the goals that I tried to achieve. I'm going to be reviewing the 12-week goal system that I tried out this year. And I'll also be speaking about the December plans or lack thereof. So let's jump straight in, shall we? Q4 for this year. The recap. Wow. The last few months have done me in, slightly dirty, but for the most part it's been good. I've managed to get a lot of things done, and a few things did pop up and surprise me. But I mostly did everything I set out to do. And even if I didn't achieve everything, that's okay. I did mention in the episode at the beginning of the month that you kind of just need to do what you can and at least do one thing if you haven't gotten to anything else this year. And I can honestly say I'm very proud of what I have done this year. One of the main goals that I wanted to achieve before December was actually pre-recording the entire Podmas. And unfortunately, I didn't achieve that, but everything else I've done, it really just put the cherry on the cake for me. I didn't get any job this year, even though I was applying, but I do understand that the later we get into the year, the less permanent jobs are. Everyone is looking for a temp or just a seasonal worker, and that's okay. And I also wanted to go through my wardrobe. I didn't. However, I did get through quite a bit of the things I do have. So a lot of progress has been made on goals, even if they are not fully achieved. The one thing I did also try and do every single month was go to more outings and events. And I can honestly say last week I went on a surprise trip to Port Elizabeth, and that was really fun. Last week's episode was pre-recorded and uploaded the morning of Thursday. And I left later that same morning to start driving to PE with the family. So it was good. We only got back on Sunday, but it was very, very nice. I will be posting reels or shorts on my socials, so you can check out the link tree to get a hold of that. But it was a good trip. It was only 4 days, one day up, one day down, and then 2 days there. But it was really fun. I thoroughly enjoyed it. So things like that really made the entire month worthwhile, just for November, but overall, the other months I did go to things. That was what I did. You can check out the previous episode, I will have it linked below. I made progress on most of them, but I didn't achieve everything, and that's fine, because making progress is better than not doing anything. And now I actually have information to work with going forward that can help me plan better. The 12-week goal system was brand new to me. It's the first time I've ever used the system this year, and it has been very enlightening. I would say you need to be focused and know what you are doing, and then break it down from there using the 12-week system or 12-week goal method, or however you want to refer to it. I'm just going to be like the 12-week method going forward. So yeah, using that method helps you break down what you already need to do into actionable steps and gives you a deadline that you can achieve it in. That was great. In the beginning, I wasn't understanding myself, so it was just exciting and new. As I worked with it more, I started to understand how to use it. The fact that it is a 12-week system, it spans 12 weeks, is much better than just having something that needs a starting date, like the 1st of January or the beginning of a month, the Monday of a new week. This is like, no, you can start it tomorrow and 12 weeks later you're done. that has been incredible, especially when we've been brainwashed to a certain extent to think that we need a new beginning seasonally or monthly or yearly in order to change where we are and what we're doing. No, you can wake up tomorrow and decide to change your entire life and that'll be okay. So this method was definitely one of interesting learning curves for me, and it definitely helped the anxiety I had around planning what I needed to do. So that definitely worked out quite a few things. As for continuing to use this method, I don't think I'll do so. I like trying new things, I like experimenting, and I like the fact that it taught me, as I said multiple times, you can start it at any time, which is cool, but I don't think I want to use the method next year. So even though I haven't decided on a different method I want to use, this one is the one I think I will definitely be drawing on for inspiration. I might just decide to do one of two things. Either I'm going to do a monthly goal that I want to tackle, or I'm going to have one goal and just do it until it's done. Whether that takes me a week, whether that takes me a month, whether it takes me 3, time is irrelevant. The goal needs to be achieved, which I think will help me, because I tend to mix up wanting to achieve certain habits and stick them into my daily routines, weekly routines, things like that, versus achieving an actual goal. So things do tend to get mixed, if you can believe that. So I definitely need to figure out the timeline and how to do those things and what I actually want to achieve as a goal versus a lifestyle habit. And that's okay. But as for now, I'm happy with how this year ended, because for me, I'm done trying to achieve goals. I'm just going to work on my habits. Yes, there are things I want to do, but they aren't really goals. They just things I need to get done. So yeah, I've also learned that my energy levels ebb and flow day to day, week to week. And working with myself, my energy, my cycles, my flow in life has been something I've been paying very close attention to in the last few months. And working that into my daily life and how I'm able to actually achieve these goals I set out to do is once again incredible information that I can take with me going forward. So those are things that are going to factor in to how I set my goals, how I plan things, how I do things going forward. But I will update you on that next year. Speaking of next year, before we get there, we have an entire December we need to get through. And December plans for me haven't really been decided yet. Aside from getting Podmas done, because as of the time of this recording, I still have 15 out of the 25 scripts I need to get done and research, because some of the questions I'm answering for Podmas do need a bit of research, do need a bit of intelligence, so I still need to do that. But once that's done, I need to then record all of it, edit it, pre-upload it, and then carry on still with my entire life that still moves around me, which is fine. But there's just a lot for that. So December, get Podmas done. Other than that, I don't have any concrete plans. I do think I want to maybe do the Christmas throwback movies that are going on at Sturkinicore. And then aside from that, just catch up on uploading to YouTube. Nothing else has been decided. My friend is not really celebrating Christmas according to her religion. My other one is overseas. And then my other friend, she's got a big family, so she's doing something with them. I might see her again. But other than that, I don't have any fixed plans for Christmas or December yet. We always do a family lunch on Christmas Day. It's usually lunch. I know some people do a Christmas dinner. Not us. We do lunch. So we still need to figure out the menu, who's doing what, everything like that. So December's not been planned, and I think that's for the best. Just to have some time to actually relax for the holidays. That said, I'm gonna wrap this up here because my brain's a bit foggy. This year's goals have been all over the place, much like this episode, which I apologize for. I did go back and forth with a few because I know I flip-flopped. Like, okay, I'm gonna do this, now I'm not gonna do this. Yes, I'm going back to trying it. Like, it was a lot. But experimenting with the goals and the systems that I used this year definitely helped me understand how to plan for me. It's very much a person by person, situation by situation type of thing that you need to do. But planning is always a very, very good thing, especially because of the fact that it alleviates stress. The more you plan for something, the more you can be prepared for it, which gives you less stress. And I think we all need to do that because we tend to overthink with Black Friday, with the December coming up, with the New Year's and then starting school. Everything is a lot and it comes at you hard and fast. So it can get stressful. Plan as much as you can and take it one day at a time. But before you get so crazy with thinking about everything that needs to be done, please, please, please remember you still have the whole rest of the year, even if it's a month, to live before you get to 2025. Everyone is just prep, practice, get ready, plan ahead. Okay, we'll get there. Relax. Just take it one day at a time. There's still a whole December for you to live through and enjoy. So take your time and do that. The song of this week is one I enjoyed listening to when I was looking for a song for this episode, and that song is Try Everything by Shakira, which is in the movie Zootopia. And I honestly love the lyric that reads, I want to try everything even though I could fail. Because honestly, this past year has just been a giant experiment. And I've tried things and I've failed, and things I've succeeded at, I've learned from, and it bolstered my confidence. So try every single thing, even if it scares you, and especially if it does, try it, because you never know what could happen. That is me. I'm done. I'm going to try and get this up, even though I'm not feeling well, and I hope you are feeling much better than I am. I will see you in Podmas day one, and once Podmas is done, I'll see you in the final episode of the year. It has been great, and I hope you will keep being a better being. Love you. Bye.